Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show filmmaker Naip Anthony Garcia. He has a new movie called Almost Popular, which will be in select theaters tomorrow. Naip, welcome to the show. I know you've been very vocal about the fact that you gave up booze and you started working on your first film, and this was really therapeutic for you because it gave you that sort of raison d'etre, get out of bed, stop drinking, and working on this. So this was like a win-win, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. We were coming with a strong question. Yes.
I'm starting off tough, love.
You know what? And I needed. Yeah, this film came to me at a time where I was definitely not at my best. I come from family members. I come from a family that had addiction problems. I let that take over for a couple years, and I met Pam, who wrote the film, and she had this script, and it just gave me like a little bit of hope. And as I was in my journey of like quitting booze, as you said, I just fell in love with the script, and we just worked on it, and it kept me waking up in the morning, and it kept me working, and it kept me busy. And I'm almost 4 years of, you know, not drinking, and it was a blessing. These kids in this film literally saved my life, and I'm just so thankful for them. And if you watch the movie, I think you can feel a lot of love in the film. And I think that's part of it. Like, they came into my life when I desperately needed a family to kind of hold on to. And I think that kind of comes out in the film.
Very cool. For me, in the 80s, when I was in high school, you know, we had like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Then I think like maybe the next generation had Mean Girls. Now, I mean, it's just a different world. Back in my day, you had to ask for a girl's number and you called the house phone and the dad would answer. This is completely different. Everyone's got TikTok and social media and you can text each other. It's a world that I don't even know about, but it's also, I think, in a way, a lot tougher because everyone looks so beautiful and having such a great time on social media. There's such a FOMO and everyone's prettier than you. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, I think what is the toughest thing about this generation is that there's always something right around the corner. So if your relationship isn't strong or your friendships aren't strong, there's something right there waiting in the shadows of your DMs and all that stuff. So that is a big difference. You know, I think if I were to grow up in this generation where any kind of hiccup, there's someone immediately in your DMs and ready to take that spot, I think it would make relationships so much harder. So these kids have to really work hard to kind of fix these things or really take any issues head on pretty quickly, because there's always someone, you know, in a relationship, there's always someone in the shadows waiting for you to mess up reach out to your girl or guy or something like that. So that's different. You know, we didn't have that back when I was younger. I'm 40. So it's a whole different playing field.
Yeah. Teenagers think they're bored now. Just think about
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the fact, I know you have a background in music videos, and so you have a lot of style. You like a lot of color in this, and you play with the cliches and the tropes, and the viewer knows you're playing with it. And I like how you had fun with that.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you do a high school movie, there's so many cliches and kind of little things that you have to hit. And I wanted to do that, but I also wanted to let the audience know we're in on the joke. You know, I think when people say Mean Girls, which is a movie that we get compared to, Mean Girls was written by Tina Fey. She's a sketch comedian. That's where she got her start. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Mean Girls and you look at the movies that came before Mean Girls, it's a lot of sketches off those situations. The Can't Hardly Waits, the Jawbreakers, the Heathers, like that. Mean Girls was just a really great kind of sketch comedy of all these classic kind of situations in high school. So we kind of did something similar too, but I feel I'm such a big person, like, of feelings and emotion. So I wanted there to be a few moments in this film where it related to this generation, but had a lot of heart. So, yeah, a lot of the high school films that I grew up, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Can't Hardly Wait, She's All That, Mean Girls, Napoleon Dynamite, like, all of these are really shown in the film. And I love these films. These were some of my best friends. You know, I was raised by the TV. So I got to make a movie that really got to explore all those classic movies. I read a comment somewhere where someone said, oh, this, I thought this movie was filmed in the 90s. And that was, to me, the greatest compliment, because we wanted something that felt so nostalgic and decade-less. Like, there's a little bit of 80s, 90s, 70s, 2000s, 10s, you know, and modern day.
I like the new word, decade-less. That's good.
I just made that up.
It's not bad, Naeem. Let's talk about the main protagonist, Susie and Bobby. Susie is Ruby Rose Turner. Bobby is Reed Miller. For a lot of Disney people will recognize Ruby Rose. But why, with casting, you were like, all right, this is Susie and Bobby right here.
Yeah, so we didn't have a star for this film. And I have worked with a ton of kids in my career. I've been blessed to work with some really big stars. Me and Ruby met when she was probably 9 years old. She's turning 20. And she was a little background dancer in some of the kid music videos I did. And one of the stories was that she went into Disney when she got signed, and they were like, hey, we're going to do this big music video for you. And she said my name and some huge, massive music video director. And she was like, I want Nayup or this other director. And she was fighting for me to direct her job, and had no business. I mean, this was a massive budget. It was the biggest budget I have ever worked with, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And she chose me. So I had this photo of Ruby. I have all these photos of me on set. And I was walking towards my bathroom in my apartment, and I saw this photo of me and Ruby holding, you know, in front of like a big set. And I was like, I don't know if she'll do it. So I call up her mom, because her agency's like never going to, CAA is never going to respond to me. They don't know who I am. But I called her mom. Ruby read the script, and it was the best decision I've ever made, was putting her in this film. She's a phenomenal actress. Her humor, her timing. I mean, her and Reed were just so great. And Reed, we casted him traditionally through casting. Ruby was just the part. And then, man, she's a talent. I just hope the best for her, because she really makes this movie special.
I think also, and I think you kind of hit this too, is that now with social media and with moms in their 40s and 50s having Facebook, it's almost like they're back in high school again. Like fitting in and being happy and hot it never dies after you graduate.
Yeah, I want moms to take their kids to see this movie, so I'm not going to fully attack them. But there is, you know, you go on and your mom has posted a photo of you, and you're like, Mom, why did you post this photo? I see it all the time, because I work with kids, and they're like slapping their foreheads like, oh my God, I can't believe she posted that. And they'll put, you know, they'll just bear it all out on these Facebook posts. Facebook moms is like we like to call them. So we took a little bit of a jab at that. You know, Pam, who's the writer, is a mother. Her daughter's in the film, who she based the film off of, her friendship with her friend Harrison. That was where she was inspired. So a lot of the mom jokes and stuff like that is just, you know, typical mom Facebook behavior, if you will. I just jumped back into Facebook recently, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on in here? Because I haven't been on Facebook for a while. But yeah, it's definitely, Facebook has become like the mom zone. I think it came into my generation, and now a lot of those people who are in their late 30s, early 40s are now moms. So they're, you know, they're using that as their platform.
Everyone, Facebook came out, and I had a fan page for the show, and my mom would write things like, what time are you coming over to dinner, and don't forget to, and I told her, I go, look, I'm going to have to block you. And she's like, why? I go, because thousands of people are seeing that. Just text me. She goes, well, it's so much easier. I go, you don't understand what's going on. Anyway, so for you, do you want, like, people, I mean, obviously you want them to feel a lot of different things, and mostly you want them to feel good, but is there a message to this movie, or is this movie just plain old fun?
I hope there's definitely a message. There's a young boy who's a little bit confused in life, and I think we handled that with such grace, and we did it in such a way that there's a lot of young people out in the world right now who don't fully know where they belong and don't fully know what path to go to. And I was very much that, when I first went into high school, my dream was to be popular and all this stuff, but I was small. I didn't get my growth spurt till I was like a junior. So I felt like Bobby and Susie, where I was walking around the school, where it felt like everyone was living the life that I didn't get to live. And I worked hard at it. I was like, I'm gonna join football. I'm gonna do things to get active. And I think what the movie is mostly about is about finding your circle. It's not about how popular you are or the social media aspect or all that stuff. It's really about finding that circle of friends who push you to be the best version of yourself and take you for all your little goofy things and all the little silly things that about you. They encourage that. And I think that's what the movie is about. It's like if you're a little bit of an oddball, or maybe you're not the starting quarterback or the prom queen, you still have a chance to build and build a circle around you that you'll have friends for life. I'm still friends with some of my high school buddies, and we're going on 20 plus years, 25 years, and it took me some time to find them. So I think it's basically letting kids know, like, hey, it's not about who's the coolest. It's about who's the most accepting to who you are and who pushes you to be that version of yourself. Because, once high school's over, you go to college and all that stuff, you really want to find people that you have common interest in. And I think that is what the movie is about. It's about being a good person and being and accepting people for all their flaws and weird things. And yeah, there is a lot of funny jokes in there. I would say it's funny, and we try to squeeze in a little bit of a message in there.
Very well said, and just leave you with this. I was looking at the cast. You have some royalties. Sir Cornwell and Brooklyn Quinn are in this movie. There's some great names. It's called Almost Popular. Why follow when you were born to lead? And this is a film by Nayep Anthony Garcia, and it's in select theaters tomorrow, and then I'm sure very soon streaming all over the place. Nayep, congratulations on the film, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much.